So we have our last two new concepts regarding karma. First one is creating the future. So normally when we think about karma, we think about the past. Karma. That's my past coming into the present. That's usually all we think about. But more important than that is to think about karma. That's how my present is creating my future. We have more control over that. All of us here today have enough wisdom to control our present. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here. We'd be out doing something else. This wouldn't be enjoyable. But all of us here today are concerned about that and have that ability to understand the principles clearly. How what I'm doing in the present is creating my future. So we can live in such a way in the present to create the kind of future we want. We want the world to be generous to us. In the future, we need to be generous to others in the present. Very simple principles. But a very important part of the concept of karma, to think about the future. The second new concept has to do with resolving karma and the ultimate future. What is the ultimate future? Moksha, liberation. So we're not just thinking about future, but the ultimate future, the goal toward which we're all striving, is to be liberated from rebirth on earth. Eventually, we'll get tired of doing the same old things. We want to move on. So, the novelty wears off. So, Gurudeva defines moksha in a beautiful way. It's a twofold definition. There's two different concepts in this definition of moksha. Moksha occurs after karma has been resolved and realization of the self, Parashiva, has been attained. So, twofold. Resolving karma. There's nothing more to do on earth. We've run out of things to do. There's nothing holding us here. And we've realized the absolute, Parashiva. So, for anyone serious about moksha, what does that mean? Well, we want to be careful about karma. We don't want to create any new karma. We want to resolve the karma we have. We're very karma conscious in our actions. We want to lessen the karma we now have, accelerate it, move it forward, mitigate it, without adding to it. And that is part of our moving toward moksha. Moving on to our principles for effective karma management, we'll start quick review. We've got 7 principles so far, and we've got the last 3 coming up this morning. So as we were talking about yesterday, the first group of principles, the first 3 principles, has to do with controlling how we respond to what happens to us. That's the first challenge. Other people are doing things to us. We're not initiating them. Things are happening to us, and how we respond to those activities is the first challenge. So, as we know, we need to forego retaliation. We can't fight back. Can't go eye for an eye. He hit me, I'm going to hit him. We have to refrain that one. We have to accept responsibility. Whatever happens, even though it came through somebody else, I created it. Because nothing can happen to me that I did not create. And we accept responsibility, which takes the focus off of the person who did it to us and puts it on us. But even then, we have to forgive the offender because we still might harbor some resentment. We still might be angry. This person did it to me. I know that I really did it to myself, but I still am upset with this person. Somebody else should have done it to me. Not that person. That person didn't have the right to do it to me. It should have been somebody much more important than I am. You know, whatever. We're not really letting go. We're still holding on because we haven't forgiven them. So like it said in the story at the beginning, the 10-year-olds, have to forgive. In order to resolve something, you have to forgive it. Forgive the offender. And then you really start over, and you're not harboring the anger. So that's that group. The second group has to do with actions we're initiating. We're the one who is doing something to the world, to someone else. So the first principle was consider the consequences, meaning the karmic consequences. Are we going to be happy with the karma that this brings back to us? The second principle was to create no negative karmas. When we're serious about karma management, that's our goal. We don't want to create any new negative karmas. Why add to our burden of negative karmas through actions in the present? There's no point to doing that at all. That's our second group. Third group has to do with positively influencing the karma we bring into this life. So this starts to get more subtle. As we talked about, the first principle is divinely influencing karma, bringing the grace of the deity into our karma. We can be helped. We don't have to face this all by ourselves. And we talked about doing that through developing a personal relationship with Lord Ganesha, which has two benefits. Helps us find our swadharma, our position in life, which allows us to move forward the maximum we can in our spiritual growth. We don't stand still. We don't move backwards. We're able to move forward as much as we're able to in this life if we slip into our swadharma, our natural occupation, our natural situation, our natural duties, so forth in life. The second one is Ganesha, as the Lord of Obstacles, keeps us from doing certain things and helps us be successful in other areas, just like the mother and the two-year-old. The mother's constantly putting obstacles in place to prevent the child from hurting itself, and then removing obstacles to allow the child to be successful. So Ganesha is just like that with us as adults, Lord of Obstacles. The other principle we talked about for handling the karma of the past was called mitigate past karma. And reviewing that one quickly, came up with six different ways of mitigating past karma, reducing the impact of our past negative karmas upon us. So the first one was dharma, simply living virtuously. Second one was karma yoga, doing good deeds, helping other people, being generous. Third one was bhakti yoga, developing intensity of worship, which allows us to receive blessings from the deity. Fourth one was yatra, pilgrimage, particularly one in which we would call it a serious pilgrimage because we're not only involved in the pilgrimage when we start, but we're involved in the pilgrimage in preparing for it. A week, 2 weeks, even a month before the pilgrimage, we're doing certain disciplines as part of the pilgrimage. Some of you may have read the articles in the last issue of Hinduism Today on the pilgrimage, the Ayyappan pilgrimage to Sabarimala. Remember reading that? So to go on the pilgrimage, you have to start the disciplines 30 days before the pilgrimage. You can't just walk up and say, here I am. No, you have to start 30 whole days with very strict disciplines in order to participate in the pilgrimage. So that kind of pilgrimage is how Gurudeva envisions Sanmarga, our pilgrimage site here, how it will naturally develop. We're not going to force it. It'll have its own timing, its own way of developing. But Gurudeva saw it as a site for serious pilgrimage, meaning the same kind of pilgrimage to Sabarimala, where people prepare themselves weeks, even a month before coming, following certain disciplines. So we're looking forward to developing that kind of pilgrimage opportunity here in the future to fulfill Gurudeva's vision. Fifth way of mitigating past karma was vows. We talked about taking vows Like during Skanda Shashti or Vinayaka Vratam for 6 or 21 days, for a fixed period of time. Usually you fast during the day and go to the temple once during the day to worship and then eat at night for that period of time. So at different festivals, vratas are taken to different deities. So that's an effective way of lessening our past karma. And the last one was prayaschitta, penance, such as fasting. Fasting on pradosha is a kind of penance, pradosha day. Or walking prostrations. It doesn't have to be around Mount Kailas. It can just be a shorter distance. Around the temple is good enough. But it's a very common kind of penance is to walk, to move forward by prostrating, walking prostration. So you take one step, you prostrate, you stand up. You take one step, you prostrate, you stand up, like that. So that's a quick review.